Beavan, you're very welcome to studio. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks a million for having us.
Delighted to have you here. It's lovely. So tell me, I suppose, maybe go back and take us back a couple of years ago when you were starting out this business, and tell me about what prompted you to take this leap and start it off.
Yeah, previously, before I started the sauna, I worked as a driver guide in adventure tourism for 9 years. And before that, then I was working in the outdoors as an instructor. So the outdoors has always been a huge part of my life, the sea especially. And I was working all over Ireland and became very passionate about culture and heritage and all that kind of stuff. And I think my time on the road was coming to an end, and I'm from a little island off the west coast of Mayo called Clare Island. And I suppose initially I had a dream to start something up there, and I'd done some business courses, and then the pandemic came along and I ended up in Kerry. And so I had a number of different ideas, and a friend, actually, we were discussing different ideas, and she came up with the idea for me because I wanted to be able to be with my dog, because I'm a big dog lover, near the sea, and be able to go home at night, which I wasn't when I was working on the road. I suppose they were just some of the mantras I had for my lifestyle, and it was more of a lifestyle I was looking for. And I also believed, you know, in community and connection, and I suppose that was a big thing for me as well. So we came up with the idea of a sauna, and I suppose that was probably a couple of years before I started it.
Brilliant, lovely. And you're located in Cremorne as well, so you couldn't be located in a nicer place. It's a beautiful area, isn't it, as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so Cremorne kind of happened. It's an absolutely stunning place. I think, you know, being from an island off Mayo and surrounded by mountains, you know, I've realised how much mountains are a huge part of something that is really in my soul. And when I ended up in Cremorne and just looking out at the silhouettes of the landscapes, you kind of have 360 degrees of mountains around you there. So it's in stunning.
It certainly is. It's a beautiful place to be set up and to have a beautiful business as well, which is lovely. So tell me a little bit about the sauna and maybe, I suppose, the benefits that come with it.
The type of sauna that I have at the moment is a Finnish barrel. The Finns are obviously the most famous for their saunas. But we had our own sweat bathing culture in Ireland going back historically. We would have had stone buildings, you know, that round stone buildings that people would have used. And it goes back thousands of years. So, yeah, basically the benefits, I would say, for the sauna, the type of sauna. So you've got lots of different types of saunas and sweat bathing, and you can have them in urban settings. You can have them, you know, in many different places. But what I have really is a wild sauna. And the thing about the type of sauna I have, the wild sauna, is you're not only sweating, you're also connecting with nature. And I suppose I saw that there was a huge interest in sea swimming after the pandemic. There was a 300% increase in sea swimming. And obviously it's cold. So, you know, what nicer way to heat up after being cold than get in a sauna. But actually the benefits of that are absolutely huge. And there's more and more research coming out around that, because a lot of different diseases come from inflammation, and hot cold therapy really helps with inflammation, things like arthritis, cardiovascular health. Really, there's just endless studies being done around, you know, the benefits of sauna and what it can do for your health. It's really a preventative healthcare.
You mentioned it's a wild sauna. Can you explain that to me, I suppose, and what that means?
So it's a wild sauna. So basically it's on the beach. You know, it couldn't be any more raw in nature. It has a panoramic window looking out at the mountains. So that's really important for me. Again, you know, those beautiful mountains that are surrounding us in Cremorne and in Kerry in general. And this kind of gives a therapeutic landscape effect, you know, which is really, really good for stress, for, you know, when you have something to look at in the landscape like mountains, it's very good for your mental health. And yeah, it's wild. It's next to the sea, so you can dip into the sea. So you get that element of being in the sea, which again connects you to nature and kind of really grounds you into your body. So I suppose it's different than being in an urban setting, you know, that it has that wildness, and you get to be out in the wind as well, which is sometimes fun.
Lovely. Yeah. you mentioned as well that the business is going for a couple of years now. I think we did really see as well during the pandemic, there was that drive to outdoors. I think we really realised what was on our doorstep as well here as well, and we took advantage of it, which is great. And it does seem to have kept pace, I think, as well a little bit. So are you noticing that the drive towards saunas and people using them, is that kind of increasing in recent years?
Yeah, definitely. The business since it started nearly 4 years ago now has, you know, like there's just a huge appetite there from people. I think more and more people are looking for a connection, you know, especially when we're disconnected after the pandemic. It was really kind of emphasised how disconnected we were. And I think historically as Irish people, we're very community driven people and we've grown up with community. And I think a huge element of what I've personally created and a lot of other sauna operators are creating is community and a place for people to connect and to sit and talk together. And there's a huge appetite for that. You know, it's not only a space for healing and for recovering, it's also a place for connection and community. And that's a huge part of it. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds lovely. Mm. And in terms of who it's aimed at, we'll say, or who can use a sauna, like are there restrictions or regulations or we'll say age limits?
No, so really the sauna is for everyone. Of course, there are elements that you should check with your, like if you're heavily pregnant, for example, you know, certain conditions, health conditions, you know, like MS and things like that, you know, certain elements of that, you know, you may need to check with your doctor. So I would say that, you know, in that regard, you do have to be cautious. It's not just across the board good for everybody. Really, I encourage like all ages to come to the sauna. At the sauna, we ask people when they're kind of younger than 12 to kind of book out the sauna for families, so then that it's just, it's not interfering with the social element of it. But I think it's really a broad spectrum of ages are welcome to the sauna, yeah.
And how has business been going? It sounds like it's going quite well. And I suppose, as I said, that you said a few minutes ago, you're seeing that there's more and more interest, I suppose, and more people, I suppose, looking to avail of it.
Yeah, I think as a community, I mean, we have a WhatsApp group with all the independent sauna owners in Ireland, and that's just growing constantly. And we're all kind of in this group, kind of trying to support each other and help each other. Yeah, it just seems to be growing and growing. And I see it's something I don't think, I can't see going away, because people feel the benefits of it. People want connection. People want to connect with nature more. And they just feel good afterwards. It's, you know, like when I'm working at the sauna, like I get so much back from just being there by the feelings of goodness of people afterwards, you know, so I can't see it going away anywhere. Yeah.
That's great. It sounds like you love what you do.
Yeah, I really believe in what I do. I mean, there's a lot of challenges running a small business, you know, when you're on your own, it's... you know, especially in the environment with the winters can be very hard, you know, in the elements, and there's lots of challenges. But I'm very, very passionate about it. You know, I'm passionate about what it does for people, and I'm passionate about, yeah, everything about what it does for people. And that really gives me a lot.
Brilliant. That's great to hear. If anyone wants to find out a little bit more, maybe how can they find you? Have you a website?
Yeah, if you want to find out a bit more, we have a website, www.soursauna.com. We do have an Instagram page as well and Facebook, but I encourage people just to kind of, you know, if you can just go towards the website and you can see all the booking information there. We put up our bookings a month ahead of time.
Brilliant, fantastic. Well, look, it sounds like it's going really well and continued success, but thanks for coming in, babe, and it's been lovely to chat to you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.